And it also turns out that stressed men take more risks, but stressed women are more likely to play it safe. And this is according to research published in the journal PLOS One this week. Nicole Lighthall from the University of Southern California Davis School of Gerontology asked volunteers to play a computer game that's designed to measure risk-taking. It's called the Balloon Analog Risk Task. And I thought that today we would do an analogue of the balloon analog risk task. So I've given you each a balloon.
I've got my balloon.
Now, obviously, for those of you who are listening carefully, you'll know that Chris is, in fact, a man and Kat is, in fact, a woman. So this hopefully will measure a similar effect
That's
to what they were
you
seeing.
Think.
We've got blue for boys over here and
nice
orange for girls.
So what I want each of you to do is take your balloon and blow it up as much as you can. And this is what they tell you in...
As much as you can. This might go bang, right?
It might go bang. Well, this is the point of measuring your willingness to take a risk. Imagine that I was going to give you some money for every puff you put into that balloon.
Okay.
And the bigger your balloon is, the more money you're going to get. But of course, if it goes pop...
I don't get any money.
You lose your money.
So basically, you're challenging me to put as much air in this as I dare.
As you dare. Okay, as you're right. willing Let's to risk. So both of you give that a go. So what they did in the real balloon analog risk task... You're both doing pretty well. Is they do the same thing, but on a computer. I'm quite worried about Chris's one here. Chris's balloon is enormous.
It's actually bigger than my head, which is saying something.
It's much bigger than your head. And Kat's is still a little more tame.
I'm feeling faint, actually.
Don't forget, you can cash in at any time. Kat's still going, though. Oh, dearie me. On the computer version, you get 5 cents per click, and a click is a puff of air. Chris has clearly gone lightheaded, so perhaps wouldn't be in the best state of mind for this. But basically, on the computer, it would pop at random somewhere between one breath and 128 breaths. So every click you give is increased risk for potentially...
Is this a weather balloon you've given me? I can't breathe. It is pretty large, this balloon, Ben.
I'd say that Chris's is still a little bit bigger than Kat's, though.
That's a foot across.
That is a big balloon.
I really don't want to bang it in my face.
Okay, so you're being a little more risk-averse than Chris, who I think is really pushing
I'm not going any further than that.
I also do want to see Chris bang a balloon in his face. That would be quite funny.
That's true. So what they did with this test is effectively a computerised version of that. If you like, we can see that definitely Chris's balloon is far more stretched, far closer to the limit than Kat's. But
I've never seen
anymore.
A balloon fly around for that long, actually. Okay, so that was... I was less risk-averse than Kat.
Yes, indeed, you were more willing to take the risk. And what they found is generally men and women, actually, statistically, when they're not stressed, will take very similar levels of risk. But when you stress them out, then what happens is the risks that men take go up and the risks that women take go down. In fact, when they did this on the computer after stressing them by making them hold their hand in ice-cold water for 3 minutes... That may not sound like it would stress you out, but actually they measured levels of cortisol as well, which is a stress hormone, and they found that there's definitely an increase in stress hormones when you have to do this. They found that when women were stressed, they would inflate the balloon an average of 32 times, but when men were stressed, they would pump it an average of 48 times. So this is clearly a significant difference between
compared
the two.
With what when they weren't stressed?
Compared with being exactly the same when they weren't stressed, which I think was roughly in the middle as well. It was around about 37.
So men equal to women, but you stress the men and they put more air in the balloon.
And women put less.
Why?
Well, they think for a start that this might be analogous to real-life risk-taking. So things like risky sexual behaviours, of course.
Some would say sex is a gamble, depends who you're doing it with, I suppose.
Financial gambling, of course, smoking, illegal drug use. Risky driving is another good
one.
And they think there's an evolutionary background to this, because as we evolved, it may have been more beneficial for men to be aggressive in sort of stressful, high arousal, high risk situations. But women, however, would have been better, especially when they had dependent children, to be a little more risk averse. And although there may be slightly less to gain from it, there's also a lot less to lose. So it could have been that men evolved to respond to stress with a sort of fight or flight response. In effect, you're fighting by putting as much into the balloon as you can. But women evolved a more conservative response, which could be very good to keep dependent offspring safe.
Do you think this is relevant to the financial crisis? Because if you take a look on the, say, London Stock Exchange, you won't find many women there. It's a very male-dominated environment. And I think John Coates, who we've interviewed on this programme, has made the very point that testosterone is linked to how much money is made on the stock market. The more testosterone a trader has in the morning, the more money he makes by close of business.
Well, that's probably the biological mechanism behind what we're seeing here. Kat's very slowly letting her balloon down, trying not to make any noise. Which is
I thought that she was just doing something else, but there we are. It's the balloon, honest.
It is the balloon.
So, yeah, that's probably the biological mechanism behind what they're seeing here. And it's very true that, of course, the stock exchange is a very stressful experience. So men are probably taking very big risk, which means sometimes very big gains, but sometimes, perhaps what we've seen recently, very big losses.